listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. Airlie Beach locals will place flowers today to mark what would have been Luke Gilbert's 25th birthday. Instead, his family continues to push for a transparent and independent investigation into his death after being shot by police in October. It's alleged the Townsville tradie was armed with a knife and threatened officers. Luke's family claims excessive force was used and are calling for accountability in a petition which has now gathered close to 22,000 signatures. An inquest will be held in August. The rental market in Mackay, the Whitsundays and Isaac is one of just two regions in Queensland that remains tighter than this time last year. According to PropTrack, our vacancy rate was 2.41% in April, slightly worse than 2022. Economist Anne Flaherty says conditions across the state are improving on the whole.
Even though we did see vacancy rates ease slightly over April, compared to March 2020, there were 42% fewer available rental properties across regional Queensland.
And Artspace Mackay is marking its 20th birthday. Since its opening, it's welcomed over 600,000 visitors, showcased 343 exhibitions and collected 1,200 works of art, featuring one of the largest holdings of artists' books in regional Australia. Let's check in on some local sport now. The Mackay Magpies continue their winning streak in men's rugby league, still undefeated following a 20-0 win over Serena Crocs in the A-grade comp at the weekend. Second-placed Brothers endured their second loss of the season, going down 24-22 in a nail-biter at the hands of the Moranbah Miners, while Whitsunday Brahmins defeated South Sharks and Carlton's Devils took down West Tigers. And want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app. Search for Mackay and Whitsundays local news and add to your favourites now.